ஜபடு 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 கைய கானே முவாதகனான மர்முகரனு காடே மில்வர்கள்
Aussie sound. Michael Wanadon from the Pilbara with Japatu Japatu. Now, what happens when a couple of visual artists from the Blue Mountains west of Sydney head to a remote community in the East Pilbara in Western Australia? Or what happens when an Indigenous man from rainforest country takes his camera to car graveyards in the Western Desert? In Cahoots is a cross-cultural art project that sent independent visual artists to six remote Aboriginal art centres right across the country to create new collaborative works, and the results are on show now in Fremantle. Claire Nichols takes us there.
This is the voice of Thelma Judson, an artist from Bungor in WA's East Pilbara. Right now, we're sitting outside the Fremantle Arts Centre with two fellow artists as Ignatius Taylor translates.
She said she come from Cotton Creek, known as Barnwood community. She makes baskets and getting grass from bush.
Now, inside the exhibition, these wonderful, colourful, woven shapes emerge from within rusted car doors. These works are the fruits of a collaboration with Sydney artists Claire Healy and Sean Cadero.
I guess the work that Claire and I make, we work with a lot of found objects, and our work is usually a way that we use to try to make sense of the world that we have around us. So trying to marry up our world vision with Maru world vision was a little bit challenging, but I guess we had a couple of things that we had that were positive, in the sense that Claire and I are already in a collaborative art practice, and also the Maru are very used to working in a collaborative fashion too. So they make collaborative paintings together, and they also are very close. So in a way, we already had past understanding of how to work, and I think just through action, it was through action rather than a lot of dialogue that we were able to create the body of work.
So what we see in the gallery is we see these kind of old rusted car doors with these very intricate weavings kind of emerging from windows and places like that. Claire, how did you kind of end up coming up with this particular concept?
Well, I think one thing that really struck us was the amount of cars that we were, you know, just scattered everywhere, kind of like discarded bones from an animal that had decayed. And first of all, we went to Newman. That was our first port of call, and that's where the Mardamilly Art Centre is. And just outside of Newman is one of Australia's largest mines. So here we are in this landscape with this incredible coloured earth. And when you pick up a rock there, it's like the weight of it is quite incredible. It feels so heavy. It feels like steel. And so a lot of the cars that are scattered around out there, they've had a life cycle of their own. The material has been mined from the earth. That material's then sent off to be processed and then manufactured into a car. The car might come back to Australia and then left to rot in the place maybe it came from. So really that was our starting point. And yeah, we were trying to think, okay, how can we marry that up with, you know, certain techniques that the Maru use? So we weren't going to start painting in the same fashion that these guys paint in. We thought maybe their weaving technique might be a way about, you know, utilising the found objects that we came upon and, you know, weaving into this material that was already there.
And it kind of gives these car doors a whole new life. They feel like very different beings now.
Yeah, the interesting thing about even just travelling to this region and looking out the window of the aeroplane you're in or the car window of the vehicle that takes you to this place, you know, the landscape is very much like these woven kind of shapes that have taken shape within the car cavity or the window. So for me, like it, the forms that have come from these car doors look very much like the landscape, I think.
Tell us about the relationships you guys formed while working in Bangor. What was that like, Claire?
Yeah, we probably spent a lot of the time there with Thelma. Thelma is very determined. You know, for a lot of the time she would confess that she was, you know, finished and would ask us for our opinion. And then one day we went off to have lunch, came back, and Thelma had painted the whole couple of doors in her usual, in her painterly kind of way, and we were really there was no discussion in this aspect. I mean, it was great. I love the painting that she's made, but I just thought it was a really cheeky move on her part to just go, okay, these guys are off to lunch, I'll quickly put in a bit of paint here. And it, the results are gorgeous.
Did you guys get up to your own mischievous stuff when the others weren't around?
Oh, we had to, really, because they were out. They're incredibly busy people. Like they are out ranging, or they're with. There was a bunch of American archaeologists, and yeah, that this women's camp. So a lot of the time, Sean and I were left alone, and fortunately, had been passed on this amazing weaving technique from Gumbaya, and so we were really lucky that we were passed on this technique and could carry on the project while those guys weren't there.
So it sounds like it was a challenging trip.
Indeed, but one of the it was a challenging, but I think an eye-opening and wonderful and humbling experience.
Well, I'm very pleased to be sitting out in the garden with the artists Tony Albert and with Eunice Porter, Judith Chambers and Catherine Shepherd. Hi everybody.
Hi.
Congratulations on this wonderful collaborative work. I've just been in the studio and seen this absolute explosion of colour and joy, all these different pieces. On one wall, we have an absolute family of people, animals, objects, cars, all made of tin. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so one of the previous projects that Warrakoona had been involved in, just in a workshop capacity, was these tin sculptures. And what's really amazing is it's used with refuse from just around the community itself. So food tins, old parts of cars, this kind of amazing sculptural objects in their own right. And the community expressed the opportunity to be able to utilize me being there by the opportunity to do more of this kind of sculptural work. And yeah, so there's went out there with an intention that we would be making these kind of sculptures, taking out a few assistants as well to help with some of the more labour intensive things, but really looking at making the whole community basically out of tin. Yeah.
Eunice, can you tell me how many people from the community were involved in this project?
Ladies and men and young people, you know, they came and doing tin work.
What did you make?
I made a donkey and kids having a ride on the donkey and the truck.
Tony, you're an Aboriginal man yourself, but you've spent most of your life living in the city. What was it like to go out and spend some time in the Western Desert of Western Australia?
It was so amazing. I do live and work in Sydney, and my family's from the coast of far north Queensland, so we're rainforest people. So I feel as much of an outsider in a place like the Western Desert than anyone else would. So it was an incredible opportunity for me to, I guess, learn about another Aboriginal culture, to go out hunting, and to be able to be invited to go hunting with the community, and experience, I guess, day-to-day life of living in a remote community, which is something very different for me.
Eunice, are you able to tell me, you've been making tin sculptures in the community for a while. What were you able to learn from working with Tony?
I was happy to do new things, you know. Not only paintings and baskets. We've been doing tin and and we got happy to do all this.
Tony, we've talked about the tin world that's existing on one side of the exhibition, but on the opposite wall, we have these absolutely wonderful photographs of children dressed up in different types of superhero outfits and Star Wars outfits. Can you tell me about these portraits?
Well, going out there, I knew that in my experience working with the community, it is working with the whole community. And what I love to do, particularly, you know, working with my own family as well, is give children an essence or an idea of what it is like to be an artist. One that art doesn't have to cost a lot of money either. Art can be made out of anything. So in the afternoon after school, the kids would come over and we started to make our own superhero outfits. And Warrakoona provides an amazing, I guess, setting for these photos to be taken. There's like a car graveyard there with hundreds and hundreds of cars. And we just gave an opportunity for the children to not only be creative, but be involved in a photographic process from looking at the children to actually found the settings and where they'd like the photos to be taken and what was about that area that made the photo look kind of dynamic and amazing and be able to, yeah, I think, become superheroes in their own right. So it was a really lovely photographic series to undertake. And of course, now the children are co-authors of the work as well. So, you know, there's a lot of ownership over the project itself, which, you know, I think is really important when we're looking at these kind of collaborations as well, that the community gets as much out of it as, in, you know, including the children that that I do as an artist.
When we think of you, Tony Albert, and your work, it's quite political often. Walking into this room and looking at this particular exhibition, it just seems to be joyful. Was this a bit of a step out of the comfort zone or the familiar working territory for you?
I would like to think not. Like, I actually find, you know, a lot of my work to be fun. You know, there is those social and political issues attached to it. But when I'm working with the community and the invitation to Warrakoona, it was about bringing these ideas of the social and the political into it as well. They're very, you know, important stories, I think, within communities that often don't have an opportunity to be told, or a bit of fear from artists to engage in the kind of work that, or the issues that, that I do. But the, you know, the struggle is real. There are issues with housing, with health that come out. And I think what is amazing, even though you see all that joy within the work, like the tractors comes back to the cutting of the trees and the infrastructure of the community. There's a lot of nuances within that. I think that, you know, there's a church in there as well, and a lot of these different elements. And I think as artists, we get the opportunity to explore all these different things. And that's one of the things I like to look at and talk to about artists, to, you know, to relinquish that fear is when I think the best outcomes in art can happen.
Oh, it's a really beautiful collaboration. Eunice, Judith, Catherine, Tony, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
On Books and Arts, Claire Nichols with that marvellous story. And you can see all six collaborations at In Cahoots, the exhibition at the Fremantle Arts Centre. It'll be there until the 28th of January.